Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Bet 1520 WWKB Buffalo. Always live on the free Odyssey app and Odyssey Sports Station. Welcome back to You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
And here we go. The final hour, the power hour, here on You Better You Bet on a football Friday as the World Cup continues, on a Friedel Friday as our good friend, Odyssey NBA insider Nick Friedel, will join us in 20 minutes to talk about everything that went down between Jaylen Brown and the Celtics and his new home, the Philadelphia Sixers, and how it may be the new home of LeBron James as well. All that coming up in 20 minutes. I'll get you a bet for maybe the most interesting of the three World Cup games today. Coming up before we wrap up the show, plus our three stars of the day are all for our good friend Bill in Toronto. For those of you that missed it earlier in the week, Bill in Toronto called in very upset that we had not talked a lot of baseball on that particular day, and we're only talking about LeBron James, at least in the time that he had listened. So, Bill in Toronto, the three stars of the day will be for you at the end of the show. But while filling in for Nick for a couple of weeks here on You Better You Bet, I decided, sort of impromptu, I think it was after the Kyle Pitts extension, and there was another tight end contract signed that is escaping my memory now, last week. And I said, hey, why don't we power rank the best tight end rooms around the league? And so we did that. And then the next day, I think we had some other piece of news come out. We said, why not power rank the best wide receiver rooms? So we did that. And so we've just gone through now, position group by position group by position group, and power ranked the top five around the NFL going into the 2026 season. I have reserved for next week the top five quarterback rooms, the top five coaching staffs, and maybe I think next Wednesday, the final day I'll be filling in for Nick here on You Better You Bet before I myself also go on an elongated vacation. I think we'll just do the best teams. How's that sound? That's next week. Let's focus on the top five running back rooms right now here on You Better You Bet. Going into the 2026 season with training camps 3 weeks away. And we were chatting about this during the break. I know it's supposed to be about the best running back rooms, but at this position, I always end up coming back around to some of the best singular talent. So four of my top five running back rooms are based in the fact that they have a singular talent leading the way at the position. Now, the backups figure into that, the complimentary backs, obviously, but all but one of my top five are not 1-2 punches. That being said, number five is definitely a single lead back situation. However, the lack of depth behind him is what keeps his position group for his team down at number five, in my opinion. And that's the Buffalo Bills. Yes, I love James Cook, okay? That's why I have the Bills ranked number five. I love James Cook. But what exactly is behind him if something happens to James Cook? What happens? If you got to go with Ty Johnson or Ray Davis or Frank Gore Jr., I think I'd rather have Frank Gore Sr., backing up James Cook. So, I love James Cook, but eventually, as much as they run him, they're going to run him into the ground. Maybe it's not this year. Maybe I'm proven wrong. And the Bills running back room once again proves to be the best in the league because of the singular talent of James Cook. But I got him all the way down at number five because I just don't believe in the depth behind them. Again, I'll open the floor to anyone else on the show to disagree with me after I give you my power rankings. Number four is the only 1-2 punch that I have ranked in the top five. And it's Kyren Williams and Blake Corum, the Rams. This is a really good 1-2 punch. Like, I considered vaulting them higher in the rankings because I love what Kyren Williams does as a dual threat back. And I also love Blake Corum. I think he's going to take another leap. I mean, he averaged 5 yards a carry last year, but I think he's going to take yet another leap based on some of the offseason stuff we've seen from him into year three. I think it's the best 1-2 punch in the league, Kyren Williams and Blake Corum. So I have the Rams at number four. Number three, and I went back and forth with the top three a good bit before I settled on this ranking. Number three, it pains me to put Jahmyr Gibbs behind anybody, but I have the Lions number three. Look, he's still the most explosive threat, I think, the most singular explosive threat of any running back in the league, Jahmyr Gibbs. But I think losing David Montgomery as the complimentary back to him is a big loss, especially when you consider the drop-off to Isaiah Pacheco. I'm not a fan of Pacheco, and I think that is a massive drop-off. I mean, if it leads you to using Gibbs even more somehow, then hey, I guess that can't be a bad thing. But inevitably, you're going to have reps that go to Pacheco, and I don't think he's nearly on par with Demo. So the downgrade from David Montgomery to Isaiah Pacheco as the backup or the complimentary back to Jahmyr Gibbs keeps the Lions at number three for me. Number two, again, it's about a singular talent, a singular dual threat talent who I think is in a perfect opportunity to get used correctly this year. Maybe used, really truly used correctly for the first time in his career. Bijan Robinson in Atlanta. Kevin Stefanski comes in. And look, was Kevin Stefanski necessarily, is he necessarily worthy of coach of the year? I mean, I guess anybody that gets the Browns to the playoffs deserves that. But what I like about Stefanski is that he knows how to use backs. And the other part of this, too, is that whether it's Tua or Michael Penix Jr. as quarterback, I think with all the weapons in that offense, they're going to end up leaning on Bijan as a security blanket out of the backfield. And so I think Bijan is due to finally get used correctly and maybe have the biggest season of his career so far. And yet I still only have him number two. Who could I possibly have number one then? I'm not doing this. I know exactly what Kenny's going to say.
Well, Penn State.
Philadelphia. Saquon Barkley is due for a massive bounce back season. Massive bounce back season. And I really like the complimentary piece in Tank Bigsby, who averaged nearly 6 yards a carry last year. When they gave Bigsby the ball, he made things happen. And I like Tank a lot. I get the feeling that because he was a midseason addition last year, maybe Tank Bigsby wasn't all the way up on everything he had to do in that offense. And that offense was a bit of a cluster last year anyway. But if Sean Mannion can get Jalen Hurts to line up under center more, you've got a healthy offensive line. I know this is supposed to be the running back room in a vacuum, but I think Saquon is due for a massive bounce back season to really assert himself as the number one of all number one backs in the league. And so, plus, I think you may even see more 21 and 22 personnel, two backs. from the Eagles this year as they lean more on the run game than they have at any point than the Jalen Hurts era, aside from their Super Bowl winning year. Huge Saquon year on deck, in my opinion. And so I have the Eagles with the number one running back room in the NFL. Just to review, Eagles 1, Falcons 2, Lions 3, Rams 4, Bills 5. Kenny, what do you think of the list?
I think you did a great job, Chris, probably better than I did. I tried to put mine together in like a little 2 minute span during the break there. And I put the Bills at one. I know that the depth behind Cook isn't great, but the way they actually use Ty Johnson, he's their pass protector. He's big in the pass game, big on third down. I think the fact that they use the way that they use their running backs, also Ray Davis gets some carries. He's their kick returner, so they use him on special teams. The way that they use their running backs, I think they get the most out of them because Cook is also a bell cow as well. And then they also sprinkle in those other guys. That's probably why I put him at one. But looking back, Eagles should be ahead of them because I think if you look at their three guys, they're better than Buffalo's three guys. And then all the Falcons, Lions, and Rams were my other three teams as well. But some teams I wanted to mention that I was curious if you thought about: Denver with their trio. Now that they drafted Jonah Coleman out of Washington, they've got Dobbins. Hopefully he can stay healthy. RJ Harvey, who they drafted last year, now Jonah Coleman. The Patriots with Stevenson and Henderson. And then the Arizona Cardinals now, who have four running backs. I don't know if they're all going to make the roster, but you've got Jeremiah Love, you've got James Conner, you bring in Tyler Allgeier, and they still have Trey Benson. So I think that's a pretty good running back room that I think at least deserves an honorable mention.
So, yeah, the Patriots definitely deserve an honorable mention with Stevenson and Henderson. I think that's a good point. And I'll be honest, I thought about putting the Cardinals in at number five for a second, but because I've made clear my love for, well, Jeremiah, no pun intended. And James Conner being used in more of a complimentary role is going to fit his style even better. Allgeier on some third downs, I think, is a great look. I think similarly to how you described the way the Bills use their backs, Kenny, I think the Cardinals could really find some well-defined roles for each of their backs. And you and I have shared, I think we have equal admiration for just a group of skill players that they have in Arizona. So I do really like the Cardinals as a strong honorable mention. And if you wanted to vault them into the top five, it would just be a conversation about who you wanted to pull out of the top five. Tyler, you mentioned an interesting option in the chat too. I'm a big Travis Etienne fan. Achan, however we're supposed to say it now. But I don't know if we end up seeing Kamara with the Saints, and if we do, what it looks like with Etienne and Kamara together.
Yeah, like on paper, I mean, that's probably as good of a duo as you're going to find in the NFL. But we don't know if Kamara's going to be on the team. And also, Kamara's like kind of going on the downhill a little bit. So I don't think you can replace any of those five teams that you put on the board. But I just think the Saints are interesting. Interesting honorable mention, but I honestly didn't even think of the Cardinals. I think Kenny was completely right about that. Maybe they should be on the top five and knock a team out. I didn't even think of the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, the Cardinals are a really good look. I mean, look, if you're talking about singular backs, like you can't forget the 49ers, you can't forget the Dolphins with McCaffrey and Achan. They're worth bringing up. Taylor in Indianapolis. But I think all of those teams have the same issues of depth behind their lead backs that we were talking about with some of these other teams. You could round out a pretty strong top 10. Derrick Henry in Baltimore obviously would be a part of that conversation too. But if we really started to dial in on like 1-2 punches, like Williams and Corum in LA, I think if Kamara ends up staying in New Orleans, maybe we could talk about Etienne and Kamara. Henderson and Stevenson in New England are definitely worth talking about. And I think Arizona would be up there as well. Kenny is trolling me in the chat by typing in Dowdle and Warren. I actually think that's going to be a pretty good 1-2 punch. The problem is they're way too much like each other. They lose Kenny Gainwell, 2025 Steelers MVP, Kenny Gainwell, by the way. And they lose that ability. Warren can catch some balls out of the backfield, but not the same way Kenny Gainwell was a security blanket for Aaron Rodgers last year.
What about Swift and Manungai? Okay, now I'm trolling. No, I'm just kidding. They're pretty good, but Ben Johnson is really what makes them good. That offensive line and Ben Johnson, I mean, they're good players, but I don't think that they had the years that they had last year without the offensive line in front of them with Ben Johnson calling plays.
Fair, but if that offensive line is supposed to be better, like we argued about offensive lines the other day, and you and Bill both stood up and raised your hands for the Bears, like, okay, if the Bears' offensive line is going to be that much improved, maybe Swift and Manungai are that much improved. I think they've got to find more defined roles for Swift and Manungai. Like, that's the thing. When we talk about 1-2 punches, I think a lot of it does have to do with, do you have a defined role or do you know exactly how you want to use the 1-2 punch? That's why I keep coming back to Arizona. I think, just to be clear, I know we're gassing up the Cardinals here, and we have at times during this offseason because of their skill position players, but the Cardinals are going to suck this year. I want to be real clear about that. Like, I'm not sitting here picking the Cardinals to be like a dark horse wild card team. The Cardinals, because of their schedule, I think are going to struggle to win 5 games. But I do think they have the building blocks at the skill positions that they can figure out who the hell they are this year on offense, at least. So there you go. Philly, Atlanta, Detroit, the Rams, the Bills, all worthy of top 5 recognition, however you want to slot them. And then we threw a couple other options out there at you, including the Patriots and maybe even the Arizona Cardinals. I am all in on Jeremiah Love having an immediate impact at the NFL level. We'll see if it happens or not, but maybe I'll be proven totally wrong. Again, I think they've got a chance to lean on him and the rest of that running back group and Marvin Harrison and Trey McBride. They're still not going to win more than 5 games. I don't want to get out over my skis on the Arizona Cardinals. Coming up next, just how bad was the Jaylen Brown trade? And does it make sense to talk Philly when we talk LeBron James' possible destinations? We'll talk to our Odyssey NBA insider, Nick Friedell. That's next right here on Westwood One Sports.
NBA free agency officially opens on Monday. Will your team make the needed moves? We'll tell you which way the ball is bouncing. And the big names signing the big deals. Westwood One Sports.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project, we never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Hi, how can I help?
Well, my husband and I feel like we've outgrown our current money manager.
I see.
Our lives have changed, and we need something more than just mutual funds to help us in retirement.
She's right.
I hear that often. At Fisher Investments, we'd start by getting to know you, your finances, family, health, lifestyle. We tailor a portfolio around your goals and needs.
Sounds good.
Can you help with estate planning?
Yes. We have a team of specialists who can help you with estate planning, social security, investment income, and more. We'll get to know your whole financial picture and help keep you on the path to a comfortable retirement.
And your fees?
We have a simple, transparent fee that's a percentage of the value of your portfolio. So we do better when you do better.
I feel better already.
At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com/different. Investing in securities involves a risk of loss.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Girl, let's get real. Sun pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us, listen to the Powers That Be, wherever you get your podcasts.